On August 21st, around 11 a.m., the world will pretty much sound like this. However, at around 11:33, just 33 minutes later, the sounds around us will change. For just 2 minutes and 17 seconds, the sky will go black and all the nocturnal animals will come alive. John Paul Johnson is a faculty member in the physics department at BYU-Idaho. He, as well as a few BYU-Idaho students, will be studying what's called the soundscapes, before, after, and during the eclipse.
So we will have students take field recorders out into the places that we're measuring that we're recording the sound during the eclipse. We'll also probably have one or two stations that we live stream.
These students will be in places like Oregon, Nebraska, Wyoming, and in Rexburg, specifically at the Livestock Center and a beehive.
There's some evidence from previous eclipses decades ago that bees change their behavior during the eclipse, and we'd like to see if we can expand our knowledge on that. Part of the draw to science for people is to expand our knowledge as a society, and so just feeling like you're part of a project that is pushing the boundaries of what we know is a great feeling.
This project Johnson and his students are working on is open to the public, and it will use a specially designed app to allow people to record environmental sounds before, after, and during the eclipse. For more information or to join the project, visit eclipsesoundscapes.org. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Nina Janney.